Wondering why your teenager acts the way he does? It's in the brain. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. It's not uncommon to wonder why teenage boys do some of the things they do. Many teenagers take risks some of us wouldn't dream of. But can we just chalk it up to being young? 19 studies compiled into a new book published in the journal Developmental Neuroscience answer some of those questions.
It shows that when a teenager is faced with some type of threatening situation, a dangerous situation, or a situation where risk-taking is an option, two things happen in the teenagers. One is they actually are more likely to take that risk. And second is that different parts of the brain, teenage brain, participate in this action compared to an older individual's brain. So there is actually, not only do they behave differently, but the neural circuitry involved in making that behavior also are somewhat different.
Florida State University College of Medicine neuroscientist Pradeep Bide worked with two of his colleagues at Cornell University to form a team of 19 researchers to study the teenage brain, specifically the brains of teenage boys. There was a specific goal in mind.
And the idea is to have these multiple techniques or multiple domains of research on teenage brain in one place. So these are all peer-reviewed studies. So authors submitted their manuscripts with their results, and I had them reviewed by three different reviewers anonymously. And then we published this as a compendium in one place.
And while the findings prove what many might have already assumed, Bide says it's important to find the scientific proof of why boys act the way they do when they're teenagers.
So there are many components of this which are put together that gives us new information that we probably knew existed but wasn't clearly documented or shown.
The science is fascinating. The series of studies finds that unlike children or adults, teenage boys show enhanced activity in the part of the brain that controls emotions when confronted with a threat. Magnetic resonance scanner readings in one study revealed that the level of activity in the limbic brain of adolescent males reacting to threat, even when they've been told not to respond to it, was strikingly different from that in adult men.
There were different variation on the adult brain. So although the same molecules are present, they perform slightly different functions in the teenage brain than the adult brain. So there is, you know, structural, functional, and even biochemical or molecular differences.
It is important to point out that none of this is abnormal, says Bide. Teenage boys are developing naturally. They're just different than children or adults.
This is a normal procedure. It's a normal process. Everybody goes through this. So this sort of, you know, puts together, gives us much better insight about what's happening in the teenage brain.
To read more about these findings, visit news.fsu.edu. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.